Be hot, bro.
Yo, yo.
Ew.
I'm just saying, bro. Episode 88. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spell. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first of all our videos. Y'all know where we at, the streamers, man. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher. Wherever you listen to your podcast, we there, man. Go stream us up. Show us some love. Go follow those Instagram and Twitter pages. I'm Just Saying Bro Podcast. The Twitter page is IJSB Podcast. Go show us some love. But we're going to get right into it because the finals, since the last time we talked.
Yes, bro.
Wow.
We both had the Suns winning last time.
Wow. Like, so, bro, like, I didn't expect it. We both didn't expect it. I don't think nobody expected it besides Bucks fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will give the Bucks fans that, you know, I saw the Bucks in six. I saw a million of those. I'm not going to lie to you. I saw them everywhere. You know, and I'm like, ha, 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 ha. You know, I'm laughing at them. Right. But maybe they knew something. Maybe they can predict the future or something. Because
they knew something we ain't know, bro, clearly.
Hey, bro, I don't know. Well, I do know. Drew and Chris Middleton. Like, we talked about, showed up for Giannis. Right. And with them two showing up, it's really hard for Phoenix because the Phoenix big three, what is it? DeAndre Ayton, Booker, and Chris Paul, I guess you would call it.
I guess, yeah, sure.
Giannis is low-key taking DeAndre Ayton out of this series. Like, I don't even think people realize that. Now, he might rebound and all that, but I feel like Giannis is low-key took him out of this series, bro. As far as the offensive threat and all of that, bro, like I feel like he had that one game. I think it was like game two, if I'm not mistaken. I think game three he went crazy too. But you know what I'm saying? Like it's
not every night like he was doing against other teams.
Exactly. So hey, man, the Bucks big three showing up game six tonight. They done went crazy these last three games. I just don't believe they're going to do it for a fourth game straight. That's just what I'm going to say. Off the rip, soon as the podcast starts, everything soon, my first thing, I can't see the Bucks winning four games straight. I got a little bit more to say, bro, but I feel like I need to let you take the floor. I don't want to go too crazy because I feel like I'm going to go on a rant, so I'm going to let you say what you got to say, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't see the Bucks winning four games straight.
I mean, I don't disagree with you, but I want to start with first what the Bucks did. The last three games been crazy. Giannis went for the what was that? The back-to-back of his 40 ball, and then Chris Middleton went for 40 the next day, and I mean not the next day, the next game, and then Drew just went for 30 and some change, 30 and 12, something like that.
It was like 27 and 13.
Yeah, something like that. So, I mean, I don't know, bro. Like we said, the pieces that they got that was supposed to come in and step in and do what they needed to do is doing what they needed to do. You got guys like Connaughton out there hitting 3-4 threes. Like, you got Bobby Portis. I think he hit 2 threes last game. He usually only hits one. So,
yeah.
Lopez
is playing like a big man instead of trying to act like Kristaps Porzingis. He changed his game and switched back. I feel like he's not getting the credit that he deserves, but go ahead. Brooke Lopez changing from being the shooter that Giannis needed because they needed the space on the floor to now they need him to dominate the paint because it's a different type of series and they need him to be a big man.
Hold on, bro.
I feel like he's been doing that.
I got to pause this, Joe.
Yeah, well, basically what I was saying is that I feel like Brooke Lopez – he don't get the credit he deserved this series for, you know, changing his game and all of that. And like I said, I think he's made a big impact on this series because it's like, okay, certain series they need him to go out to that 3-point line and they need him to space that floor. But this series, he's been doing a damn thing, man, in that paint. He's been rebounding. Yes, he hasn't been hitting those threes. He hasn't been, you know, scoring like you want him to, but he's just been doing the dirty work, bro. He's been playing a lot of good defense. He's been protecting the rim, and I feel like he's an unsung hero of this whole little three-game win streak. So I just wanted to point that out, though.
Yeah, I definitely like what Brooke doing. I mean, they got a couple guys over there that's stepping up, bro. Guys like Brooke, like you said, guys like Pat Connaughton, guys like Bobby Portis, like I said, hit 2 threes. I mean – That's a good look for them. Bobby Portis not usually hitting two threes. You need I think a guy like PJ Tucker or somebody to step up tonight. I don't know. We're going to see, bro. I think it's going to be a very good game tonight. I think, you know, it's going to be close. I think the Phoenix Suns are going to pull it out, though, and send it to seven. But I do think that it's going to be a hard-fought game. It ain't going to be a game that's just given to them. The Bucks is at home, and you know the role players, they play better at home. So,
yeah, for sure.
Phoenix got to give Cam Johnson his minutes back on the road. I don't know why you didn't give him his minutes at home. He was going stupid on the road.
I kind of feel like Monty Williams, he been doing a good job, but the only thing that be confusing me sometimes is when he take DeAndre Ayton and he take Booker off the floor at the same time. And I don't be getting that. Like, I don't like what you getting out of that lineup. Like, and not even to say that they miss Sarge or nothing like that, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, what y'all getting out of that lineup without DeAndre Ayton and without Booker being in. Like, I don't like that lineup. Like, and I feel like he keep doing that. Like, he keep, like, taking them out at the same type of time, trying to rest them at the same time. Maybe he want to play them together or something.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know what's going on with that. But, go ahead. He's
definitely being out coached right now. I can say that for sure.
I wouldn't even say that though, bro. I wouldn't say he's being out coached. I would say the other team is giving more effort. You know what I'm saying? Because what did we say after those first two games?
That's like, a we felt like the too.
I can't really say that. Personally, I can't really say that because I watched this man. I watched, you know, after every game and watch how he talked to the team and watch how this man tries to motivate his team. He still got a young team, and I like what he do. So I will never put slander on his name and say, oh, well, he's not coaching well, or he's being outcoached by goddamn Budenholzer, because he's not getting outcoached by Budenholzer, bro. Because Budenholzer, okay. What did Budenholzer change, really? Let's be honest. Like, what did he change, really? Like, let's really be honest. He didn't change a damn thing. He didn't change a damn thing.
Getting 8 minutes is working.
No, bro. He didn't change a damn thing.
Good.
The problem was, what happened was Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton, you know, start showing up these last three games. That's what happened. The first two games, they wanted to be iffy and all of that. These last three games, they've been showing up. That's what happened. And I can't really call up Budenholzer.
You said Monty been putting Booker and Ayton on the bench at the same time?
That wasn't every game, though. That wasn't every game. I'm just saying recently. Like, in these last two games, I've been peeping, like, during the game. Like, I'd be like, well, damn, where Ayton at? And where
last game, Cam should have had more minutes, but that's Nick.
And I agree.
Right there.
I agree with that, though, bro. He definitely deserves more minutes because it's knockdown. And even those mid-range shots, even defensively we've seen, he done dunked on somebody, posted around somebody. So,
same.
I feel like Cam Johnson is trying to show everybody, like, hey, man, I was worth that.
He need more minutes.
13th, 14th pick.
Yeah,
something like
I think
that.
It was 13, something like that. Yeah. It was in the lottery for sure.
Yeah. I remember he was a surprise pick. Kobe White was all surprised that he got picked so early or whatever. But, hey, man, James Jones know what he's doing, man. Because that dude is a baller. That dude's a baller. And I feel like Jay Crowder, I like what he do, man. But it's like, hey, man, y'all done lost three games straight. Maybe, like you said, switch it up. So maybe you're right. Maybe Monty isn't. Maybe he is being out coached. I just can't fix my lips to say that. Like, I'm sorry. Especially with Budenholzer. Like, no, bro.
I just want us to get a lineup that makes sense on the floor when it makes sense. Like, I don't know.
I mean, you can't say that, bro. You cannot say that, bro. You can't say what you're saying right now. Let's talk about the Suns?
He got to throw something different out there. Certain games, I feel like certain games he kind of let his foot off the gas at different points.
Who?
But overall, I'm going to take back that he's getting out coached, but he's making some questionable decisions, I would say.
No, he's not, bro. No. These games be close, bro. Everything
be down to a couple. Games are
close. Hold on. Everything be down to a couple possessions, bro. Like, seriously. Besides that one game where they got cooked, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, come on, bro. Every game being competitive. So I do not agree with that, bro. I will not say he's been being outcoached. What I will say is his players aren't showing up. And maybe they were the healthiest team in the playoffs, maybe those injuries are starting to catch up to them. You know what I'm saying? Because Chris Paul, we know he was injured, his wrist and all that stuff, and then his shoulder and all that. Like, they lost Saric, which is a big piece, which was a big piece. We talked about that. Me and you talked about it, so don't sit here and shake your head. No, because we talked about how big of a piece Saric was, even with him only averaging his little 8-9. That's nice and little amount of points in the playoffs.
They still supposed to win this series.
They hype about Bobby Portis, and Bobby Portis only averaged like damn 6 points a game.
That's true.
So think about that. Think about Saric averaging 8 to 9 points through the playoffs, and now they're missing that. I understand, because we definitely talked about their depth and all of that. We definitely talked about that, but I'm just saying.
I agree with you, but they still supposed to win this series, bro.
For sure. Like, everybody expect. They was up 2-0. Like, come on, 3 games straight. And then, what was that, Game 4? Game 4 was horrible because they were supposed to go up 3-1. They were supposed to be up 3-1. Well, who knows? The series would probably been over by now.
It might have been. That's...
Like I called it, like I was saying, I thought they was going to win that night, but they folded the bet. I told you how they was going to come out that night. I said they're going to come out. They're going to do the thing. They're going to come out crazy. I didn't think they was going to let the Bucks come back.
And they should have won that game.
Yeah, because even with the Bucks coming back, I think they was up like 7 in the fourth quarter or something like that. With like 5 minutes left.
Yeah,
and that's enough.
They went crazy.
That's enough. Hold on to that. Hold on to that lead, man.
Chris Middleton went nuts. Bro, oh, that's no. That's my mistake. That's the game. Well, yeah, Chris Middleton went nuts, but that's also the game when Devin Booker was in foul trouble. He sat out like
that's not an excuse.
He sat out like 6-7 minutes in the fourth
quarter. And I watched every minute of that. And I watched every minute of him sitting out. So you know it didn't really affect him that much.
Yeah, I agree, but
okay then. So it wasn't like Dick Brooks went on some crazy super duper run.
He might have had 55 if he played. That's all I'm saying. But
yeah, no, he wouldn't have. If the refs called the game right, he wouldn't even got to where he got to.
Why wouldn't he have?
Because first of all, he'd been fouled out. But the Drew Holiday John, and then after the Drew Holiday John, it was another one where he grabbed somebody else. It was like they wouldn't let him foul out, bro. Like, I'm not trying to hear that, bro. Like, I ain't trying to hear
no,
that.
No, I agree, and that's probably
– They were giving the Suns every chance to win that freaking game, man. Like, the refs was on their side, everything, man. I remember talking about that because I'm like, wow, this is amazing to watch. They got the refs on their side, and they still losing.
So because the refs decided not to call fouls late, now that's having the refs. I mean, I see what you're saying. They definitely, like, that was a clear 6 foul on that Drew Holiday layup. Clearly, the whole world could see it. It was a clear foul. But he shouldn't even had 5 fouls at that point. I'm confused at the fouls they were calling. Like, I don't know.
No, bro. The out of bounds zone right before that to get the 5th foul. He just ran up and went, put his shoulder into.
Was that?
Yeah, bro. The foul before the 5th.
It was a joint where he was boxing out, and I'm like, bro, like, you calling, like, why are y'all calling these touch, like, on a box out?
Yeah, you might be talking about the same thing I'm talking about. He tried to box P.J. Tucker out, but P.J. Tucker was out of bounds, and he ran into him and just pushed the shoulder into him. That wasn't a box out. I didn't see him get down in the squat. I didn't see him. No, I didn't see him
boxing somebody out and somebody flailing over his back, the joint that I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know which one you talking about, but I know which one I'm talking about. To get his 5th foul, I remember P.J. Tucker was running. He was trying to switch. He was, you know, he was moving. He was doing the motion or whatever, and he was going to the other corner. And when he was trying to go to the other corner, whether he was trying to get the board or whatever, yeah, he had to be trying to get the board because he was trying to box him out. Devin Booker comes, trying to box him out, hit him with his shoulder. That was his 5th foul. Bro, he was drawing in there. He was being too aggressive, bro. He's being aggressive on the offense and defensive end, bro. Like, let's just be real. Let's just be real. He had a 40 piece, bro, and I think he had like 33 shots. So you know what I'm saying? You know he was being aggressive. So I feel like he was just like, oh, I'm about to come out here and give him my all. And the refs tried to save him, and they still lost.
I didn't come here to watch the Zebras.
I mean, nobody comes to watch the Zebras. I mean, bro, I'm just saying, like,
that's
bro.
That's all I'm saying.
We talking about the Suns folding that bag, bro. That's what we talk about.
I didn't come here to watch the Zebras. That's all I'm saying in that game. I didn't come here to watch the Zebras. It was a couple other fouls on other people that I was sick about, too, on the Bucks. Fucking, who was it that got a touch foul late in the game? I think it was it wasn't P.J. Tucker, because I think he had actually hit him.
If anybody, PJ Tucker get the most.
There was somebody else. No, he do get a lot.
Tech files and I don't even care. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying I don't even care that they got the files. I'm not mad they got the files. I ain't talking about the refs at all. I'm talking about the fact that even with them getting crazy calls and them not getting calls called on them, which was clear fouls and stuff, they still fumbled the bag. They were up in the fourth quarter, all that. That's what I'm talking about. That's what my point is. The Suns folded that bag. They were supposed to be up 3-1 after that game four, and now they folded. Now they about to – they better win tonight. I'm not about to say they'll lose tonight, but they about to win this game.
You said they about to win tonight?
Yes, they about to win this game. We can't have this because I want to see a game seven, man. And you know what I was thinking about? I saw somebody say this one with – who was that?
Chris Paul about to come out and put up 35 tonight, and he putting up 40 the next game.
He got to. Who the hell was it? Can't remember. Chris Boussard, one of these dudes, man, one of them dudes, Nick Wright, one of them dudes, they were saying it's only right that Chris Paul, he waited 16 years to get into the finals. You know what I'm saying? It's only right that that was hard. Like, why would you think you're going to have an easy, your first finals is just going to be easy. You're just going to sweep your way through the finals. You go 2-0, everybody think y'all might sweep them. Everybody think y'all might beat them in five. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's taking the hardest route possible. Maybe that's just with it. I don't know, man. But I know he better come through tonight. He has to, bro. For his legacy, he has to come through tonight. Now, game seven, it's even going to be worse. But tonight, matter of fact, nah, I would say tonight.
Tonight is the worst night.
Yeah, I'm about to say, if he losing game six, his legacy's going to be even
worse. But losing game seven on your floor is, home floor is crazy, too. But
that's what I'm saying. You at the crazy game seven. Yeah, that's even worse. But now I'm thinking about it. It's like, nah, bro, you let them win four games straight after y'all was 2-0. That might be worse to me as a fan, like, watching, like, wow, I was on your side. You let them really
back and whooped on y'all.
Four games straight. So you telling me they could have really swept y'all if they wasn't tired from going crazy with the Hawks? Is that what you telling me? If they didn't have a hard series with the Hawks, maybe, and y'all didn't, you know, do what y'all did, had an easy set, maybe the things would have been different. Is you telling me they would have swept y'all? Because that's what it's kind of looking like. And, and I don't, like I said, tonight,
they gotta show up tonight, bro.
They're going to win tonight.
Show up tonight, bro.
No. They're going to win tonight. It ain't no day better. We're not even talking about no better. They better show up tonight. No, that's talking about they better. They're going to show up tonight.
It's a lot on the line. Chris Paul got a lot on the line. Giannis got a lot on the line.
They're going to show up, bro. They're going to show up. Chris Paul not going out like this. Devin Booker not going out like this. DeAndre Ayton not going out like this, man. I don't believe it. I don't believe it, bro. I can't.
Who is going to... Know what? It don't even matter. I was about to say, who is going to be the role player that steps up? Is it going to be Jay Crowder, Bridges, Cam John? It don't even campaign. Like, it don't even matter who it is. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. This is on y'all to win tonight. For real. That's what's going.
It's like, y'all been dependent. I feel like a lot of times they've been through the playoffs, they've been dependent on these role players a lot.
Facts.
These Jay Crowders to hit these threes, these campaigns to come in and, you know, speed the pace up, and Cam Johnson to come and hit them open shots. And I feel like they've been depending Mikal Bridges to come in and play good defense, rebound the ball, hit those threes and all that. You know what I'm saying? So now show up all at the same time, because we done seen the Bucks do it. You know what I'm saying? So DeAndre Ayton, I need you to have a good game. Chris Paul, did you have a good game? And Devin Booker, I need you to have a good game. I don't need you to have a 40-point game, but I need you to have a good game, man. I need you to have a good game.
Yeah, you can't. But,
we got our
28.
Yeah. We both got our predictions for the game, though, bro. But I wanted to ask you this, bro. And if you got something else for the finals, I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro, if you got something to say about the finals. But I wanted to bring something up that I thought was crazy. You know, we can even get back to the finals if you want to. But and it's funny because it just popped up on my phone again. KD saying that the 2017 finals was better than the final this year.
Which one was
2017? It's the most blasphemous. What you mean? Which one was 2017? The first year he joined the Warriors.
When Kyrie and Kevin.
That was the year he left.
When Kyrie and K-Love was hurt.
Lord Jesus. No, bro. I'm talking about when the year afterwards, bro. I'm talking about when they got KD.
So you talk about.
2016 wasn't nobody hurt, bro.
2016,
he wasn't nobody hurt. 2016, they won it, bro. The Cavs won it. I'm talking about 2017, the year when the kid, they were supposed to run it back And then the Warriors wound up getting KD. KD, well, you drawing right now, bro. You really nah, drawing. As far as the podcast, you're drawing right now. We're going to slide past that. But as far as I'm saying, like, KD saying that him, Steph, Draymond, Clay, all them dudes, Iggy, he's saying that it was an even matchup. He said it was even. But that's what Jimmy and KD said. He said it was even from top to bottom. No. This is fully healthy. Everybody healthy. 2017.
Kevin Love. Kevin Love played too?
Can't say fully healthy. Yeah, bro.
Okay. I'm just making
sure. That was the run it back year. Because that's why the Cavs was like, yo, we was hurt in 2015. We was hurt in 2015. You feel what I'm saying? But it's cool. We ran it back in 2016. Now 2017, y'all supposed to run it back. Oh, y'all going to get KD. Right. That's crazy. You're supposed to just run it back. We went to 7 games. Like, you were just us. Like, why you going to go get KD? You know what I'm saying? So
2016 was when they came back from 3-1. They came back from 3-1. Okay.
Yeah, you off the Ike juice right now.
I just had to get my time on straight, bro. But there's no way that's an even matchup. KD is tripping. KD is, I don't know. KD's out of his mind. That's not better than this finals. This is much more of an even matchup. I think we all went into that 2017 finals knowing that the Warriors was winning as long as everybody was healthy. I mean,
yeah.
Like you wanted to hold out hope that Brown could get it done, but at the same time, it's like looking at that team, you already just seen them without the second best at the time player in the world. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how he could say that. That's clearly biased because he was playing in it, but
I think
he really got too much else to say about that, KD. You wildin'.
I just think I think what he thought about that was like the hype on it, maybe the hype about it and all of that stuff. Because yes, it's actually comical to this day that we actually thought that was a good finals matchup. Like, people was really excited. I do remember, but a lot of people wasn't. But you know, of course, it was the finals, so people gonna watch it. LeBron's in it, KD, you know what I'm saying, Steph, these dudes in it. But
right,
I just think he was talking about that, maybe the hype. Or maybe that, the excitement, you know, like, or something like that. Because it's like, bro, there's no way in a million years you thought that those teams were evenly matched. Yeah. On the finals matchup things, they had KD, Steph, and Clay. It was LeBron, Kyle Korver, and Tristan Thompson on the other joint. The little graphic.
Right. Like,
tell me how that's even.
It's not.
Tell me how that's it is like, even, and I'm no, that's no disrespect to Kyrie and Kevin Love, because you know, I'm not trying to disrespect them, but you know what I'm saying. We know what they do and all that stuff, like, but it's like, that's not no even matchup, bro. Even with the, like, bro, I like Kyrie, I like Kevin Love, I like him, bro, but come on, bro, everybody watching. Yeah, bro. That's we don't even really have to get into it. Bro, I just wanted to bring it up because that's not even something to talk about, because it's a waste of time. To
explain that. We talking about KD with the Splash Brothers or LeBron with Kyrie and Kevin Love. There's a reason that the Splash Brothers had a nickname before KD got there. It's that simple, for real.
It's the reason why they're the greatest team, regular season team in history. Like, you know what I'm saying? Before you got, like, you know what I'm saying? They did not need you, brother.
They might be the best shooters in history, too.
Exactly. They knew getting you would put them over the top. They knew there was no way they wasn't getting chips without you. You know what I'm saying? With you on the squad. You know what I'm saying?
No way except the way y'all lost that last one. There's literally no other way you lose except the way y'all lost that last one.
And you saw when KD came back, that shit was curtains. It was curtains. I said, oh, Lord. He came back, started hitting them shots. I said, oh, yep. Sorry, Raptors. Y'all had y'all little time. It was cute. Why y'all had y'all time? But it's over. And then that man did that. And he stepped back and I said, oh, no. No.
And we see the difference this year. I mean, the Nets are not playing in the NBA Finals. KD does not have the Splash Brothers. I mean, also, you did have a Harden injury, some Kyrie injury, different stuff like that. But Hey, I'm just saying, KD still support. We still expected KD to win those games regardless. So
KD had a chance to win them games, and he was supposed to win them games. Because what do y'all expect LeBron to do? Win them damn games. And when LeBron don't win them damn games, hey, what y'all do? You ain't no damn trade. This is good. You're the best player in the world. So I want the same energy for all these dudes, though, man. I want the same energy for all these dudes they give LeBron, man, because LeBron's about to be out of here, man. He old here now. I want y'all to get all this energy y'all gave LeBron all these years, man. Give it to these dudes, man, because they be forward, man.
It's only about
– I'm trying to think, maybe 3, 4, 5 other people that I even – I mean, me personally, I understand where you coming from, bro, but I'm just saying in general, it's only like – couple players that I even look at that good for me to expect that from. KD, Giannis,
Kawhi,
Steph. Steph, and another thing, Steph, they were supposed
it's hard.
To no, it's hard for no, guards, no, though. It ain't hard. They were supposed to make the playoffs this year. I don't care. They had
it's two. It's harder for guards, though.
I don't care.
Let me bring this up. Let me say this real quick. You know what? I'm not going to say it because it's actually not a good point, because it's only a good point for the playoffs. In a regular season, a guard can take over. But I was about to say the playoffs are really made for big guys that can control the game both ends of the floor in the paint and stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I feel like sometimes that's why Steph struggle in the playoffs. So I won't make that point. You're right.
Okay. I mean, and to that point, I agree.
They should have made the playoffs, bro. They should have made the playoffs.
They should have made – yeah, I agree with the points you made, but my only thing was they should have made the playoffs. They had two games to get in. But yeah, so who we say? Kawhi, Giannis, KD, Steph. It might be somebody else, but either way, those the guys.
Harden. I need y'all to Harden too, but
Harden,
I mean,
Harden is different. Yeah, so that's five. That's the five. Those the guys that I look at on or close to that level, where they should take their team to a championship regardless of whatever the
injuries are. Regardless who you got on your bench. I don't want to hear none of that, bro.
Regardless of the circumstances.
Because LeBron took scrubs year after year. Like,
right.
He carrying these dudes on his back. I don't want to hear none of that, bro. I don't want to hear none of that. And if you are going to say, well, everybody can't be LeBron, then appreciate his greatness and say he the GOAT. Because if nobody else can carry their team how LeBron carries his team, then what does that mean? If the greatest scorer that y'all saying this is the greatest scorer we've never seen in KD, and all these dudes, James Harden, y'all saying that might be the greatest scorer we've never seen. Kyrie, he's masterful. All these dudes, Steph, he's the greatest shooter of all. If all these dudes, with them being the greatest at what they do or greatest at the, they still can't carry teams to the finals and stuff and win the finals or whatever the case may be. I ain't even saying win, but carry a bum team to the finals, then maybe these dudes ain't that, bro. Maybe we need to stop looking at these guys as tier one guys, because I don't think that's – or maybe, like I said, separate LeBron and then just say, hey, LeBron's the GOAT. Because if LeBron not the GOAT, why can't none of these other dudes do this? It's so confusing to me, bro. And I'm animated right now. Probably got a little louder than anything, because it'd be so confusing to me. Y'all compare – they find anybody to compare to LeBron. But none of these dudes has ever carried their team. None of them.
Well, I just thought about one. The only one is Giannis.
And I didn't bring Giannis up. I never said Giannis.
I know. I'm just saying that's the only one I was sitting here thinking while you
were saying. I didn't bring him up in this conversation. Giannis was not even in my thought process because Giannis is doing it right now. So that would be a dumb point. That'd be a dumb point.
And I even said it is because this is his first
Chris time. Middleton. He got help though. Chris Middleton and Drew are snapping. They so risk-washed.
But he would have been to a couple finals if LeBron wasn't still in the East.
For sure.
I think he would have went to maybe one, maybe two earlier on if LeBron wasn't in the East. But he might have snapped out and carried some bums to a finals. But he still was young. He still had to go through LeBron. But now we see what he's doing. I mean, I still really despise his game sometimes, but he's playing great this finals. I can't even I really ain't got nothing to say. He doing what need to be done, bro. He's going to pass. If they need him to grab 17 rebounds, he's going to grab 17 rebounds. If they need him to score 40, he's going to score 40. Whatever they need him to do that night, he's going to do. He's playing good defense on DeAndre Ayton. He's also getting him in foul trouble sometimes. Another good joint. Like he's and he, all of this is fresh off an injury where we thought that he might not even be playing, bro. Yeah. That's the crazy part. So even seeing him in game one, it was like, what? This dude is playing. And then he come out and then what was that? Game two and three score 40 back to back. Like, fresh off the bum knee, we just thought he was gonna be
hyperextended knee. Sheesh.
He was gonna be out for like 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks. Like maybe he might come back game three, game four, game five type. Like
right.
He came back game one and he was there.
Like sturdy.
Yeah, he wasn't going crazy, but he still produced.
Yeah, game one he wasn't going crazy, but ever since then he's sturdy. And even game one he still gave you a double-double.
Right, he still gave you
like 18 board. Like, yo, bro, that's dominant. Like, that's cool. Hey, bro, thanks coming off your hyperextended knee that we didn't even think you was going to play this game, giving us a double-double. Appreciate you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
You did your part tonight. Now, me, next game, hopefully you be better. But you did your part tonight. This ain't even on you.
Yeah.
For real,
bro,
this is a nice
I didn't bring Giannis up in that list, bro, because I think this might be Giannis' league when LeBron retired. I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. I feel like they was trying to give it to Steph. They've been trying to give it to Kawhi.
Steph's too old, though.
Kawhi's too old, too. This is what I'm saying. They've been trying to give it to these. I'm talking about in the past. They've been trying to give it to these guys and all that, trying to hand them the torch and all that stuff. I think Giannis is the best person to carry the torch as being the face of the league. They keep talking about this Luka. Luka cannot be. He's a foreigner. Like, he cannot be. And I don't mean to say it like that. Like, not like that. No disrespect. I mean that respectfully. Like, you know what I'm saying? But he's not from here. So it's like, how can he be the face of the league? I just don't see it. Me personally, Zion's not ready yet.
It's gonna have to be.
It gotta be Giannis, bro. Who else could it be, bro? You can't. Kawhi's too quiet. He's too weird.
It's going
to and he just turned 30. You know what I'm saying? Like,
to be Giannis you can't even give it to a guy like Devin Booker if he wins this championship, because people wasn't looking at him all that crazy before this. It was only people who actually watched basketball that knew that Devin Booker was really bold. Like,
hey, KD, he's about to be done.
KD too old. If Steph and Kawhi is too old, KD's too old.
That's what I'm saying. James Harden's too old. All these dudes is old. They can't be the face of the league anymore. We already seen what you guys have done. We watched your careers. Your careers are on the latter stages. Not to say that they're about to retire, but I'm saying they're in
the second half of their career.
The second half of their career. You know what I'm saying? So they just who's going to be the face of the league?
Second half is going to be, but you're still on the second half, cousin.
Giannis is 24, 25, 25.
26, I think.
I think he's 25, bro.
Well, we're not going to go back and forth about semantics.
No. We have to look that up because I need to know.
I think how old is this, bro, man? But, I mean, you know, who cares?
I do.
But, yeah, I don't know, bro. We about to see. Because this game about to come on in about 1 hour and 15 minutes. And if the Suns don't win tonight, I'm going to be as
– You was right. You should have let me prove your point. You was right. He is 26.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
But you know, that's why you were so humble with it.
He's still a young one, though.
But that's what I'm saying. He's the best person to be the face of the league.
How many LeBron leaves. Played? Like 8, 7, 8, 9
Believe years this. Already?
Like, that's crazy, bro.
26. Yeah.
I mean, look.
He had to come in the league when he was like 19.
Yeah, it's definitely the carpet is laid out for it to be his league. Now, it's about if he going to take that tonight or if he going to take that game 7 or if he going to let it slip away, because they got the advantage, man.
Yeah,
so we about to see, because honestly, if he wins it now and somehow they make it, do they have to make it back to the chip? If they don't make it, even if they don't make it back to the chip, if LeBron not in the chip, it might be Giannis league. Like,
they've been, thank you, because bro, look at Pete, they've been dominating the East.
Yeah.
Year after year after year after year, and they never could do it. And then now they finally in the finals. Like, you know what I'm saying? Think about that. The Bucks been the number one seed, going crazy.
Long time.
He was back to back MVP. Thank you. He was back to back MVPs. All of this. Defensive player of the year. Now I finally got my chip at 26 years old. I'm saying, like, it gotta be his league. It's his league.
That's
cool. Who else in the East? Because who else in the East? Bro, think about it. Who else in the East is gonna give him smoke besides the Nets and the Sixers? Nobody.
Gotta get
the Hawks. I give the Hawks. I gotta give the Hawks their flowers. The Hawks too. I'll give them their flowers.
The Hawks just, tough, but
I just don't believe it's gonna happen again. I'm sorry. I think they're gonna do the same thing that Miami Heat did. They had their little run and all of that. It was cute. And then next year they're gonna be back to the Hawks.
Bro, the Hawks tough, but ain't they about to lose a couple pieces this offseason? I think John Collins due. Lou might be due.
They not re-signing Lou. They don't need Lou.
You never know. It's a couple guys. I think they got a couple guys that's due. So we're gonna see. I know John Collins want that bag though, probably.
They gonna pay him.
You think
why,
so?
Why wouldn't they?
I mean, I think they should too, but I don't.
Trae Young ain't ready for his deal yet, right?
Did he get it? I don't think so. No.
Yeah, Trae Young not ready for his deal yet.
Next year, I think.
Yeah, when are they coming up?
Yeah,
it's coming up. But yeah, Trae Young not ready. No, bro. That mean they would have to be because they came out the same year.
Oh, they did. But I think the contracts is different though. Maybe possibly. I don't know if John Collins definitely wasn't as high a pick as Trae. I don't know. We're gonna see. Let's see. John Collins.
He signed his extension, bro. He signed his extension. Trae Young signed his extension. He got that bag. He got that bag.
They probably negotiated with him early. You're not. What? That's my franchise player. I traded Luka for him.
This was his last year. He made $6 million this year, and then next year he making $26 million.
You know what I'm saying, bro, I traded Luka for him. Like, come on.
Yeah.
This, like, why, this is my guy.
This is who I invested my future in.
Yeah. This
and
is.
They, my it guy. Looked like they did a good job. He got further than Luka. He got further than Luka's ever got.
Yeah.
Let's just be real.
Yeah.
And that's a conversation for another day. Luka or Trae Young, who you start in your organization with? Who would you believe that you can start a championship team with? That's actually a great debate now.
I'm starting it with Luka, but that's me.
Yeah, about to say, that's you. It might be millions of people that might think about Trae Young. And me personally, I'm going with Luka too, but
I won't be mad at him. But from what I've seen in the NBA, what they always say you need that player that's a shooting guard, small forward, power forward, that's that hybrid type of player.
Because in the playoffs, and when it comes, they got to be in that paint. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You need somebody that can low-key dominate both paints. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's some type. Like, if I'm not to say that Luka Doncic does that now, but I feel like he has more the ability to do that than Trae Young. But,
rebounds and scores in the
exactly,
paint, though.
Exactly. Exactly.
Trae is more of a draw foul in the paint. He get busy in the paint though. Let's not act like he don't. He get.
Oh no, he does. He does. But
put on the defensive end in the paint.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. And they're about to stop all those run 100 miles an hour and then stop when the player's behind you and then you get a foul or putting a person on your hip and then bumping it back into them. They're about to stop that next year. So we're gonna see how many paints in the paint Trae Young really gets. Well, because he gets bailed out a lot.
He gets bailed out a lot.
Just like James Harden. Just like a lot of those dudes, man. Devin Booker. Chris Paul. It's a lot of those guys that do that stuff, man. And it's disgusting.
Kane did it last game.
Exactly. It's disgusting. I think it's like disrespectful to the game. Like, because it's not. All right, I wouldn't say disrespectful to the game because it's a part of it. Like, it's because it's like. Hey, it's not cheating, but it's cheating. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't like that. Like, why? I don't even want to play on that line of cheating because it's like, there's no way you're telling me Giannis is 6'11", you running down the fucking floor, and you running 100 miles an hour. He running right behind you, and you just stop and put your shoulder back in him, and he's supposed to just stop?
Right.
What is he supposed to do? At that point, you're putting him at risk of injuring himself. You know what I'm saying? There's no way to avoid the person besides, straight just jerking out the way and just jumping. And just falling on the ground. There's no other way to stop. So y'all got to stop that. Y'all have to call that on the offensive player. He's initiating the contact. Why the fuck you calling? Excuse me. Why the hell are you calling the foul on me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. We'll see about that Trae Young stuff. But.
Yeah, we going to see. But I ain't really got shit else, bro. I mean, Luka.
I mean, obviously, the NFL coming up, we got to keep easing into the NFL, brother. You keep trying to slide past it, you know what I mean? We ain't going to talk about nothing, but I'm just saying, like.
Nah, I know. We
I'm like, yeah, Damn, man, your young boy done tore his Achilles. You ain't even want to bring that up. Like, damn, bro. Like, I just wanted to talk about your man's real quick, Cam Akers.
You know what? I fake tried to forget about it. That's why I was ready to get up out of here. I fake tried to forget about it, dude.
Hey, that's your young boy, though. How you just going?
Yeah, the turf done did my young boy dirty, man.
Hey, man, we was real hype on you, bro, man. Get well soon. Cam Akers, you have two fans on this show, because I'm definitely a fan of you, bro. I know you ain't going to never hear this shit, but I don't give a fuck. But I, you know, got to send prayers out to that man, because that's crazy, bro. This was his breakout season.
He was about to go stupid.
They finally was going to stop that Malcolm Brown and fucking Daryl Henderson. Well, they still have Daryl Henderson, but Malcolm Brown stuff. Yeah, because you always need two, but the Malcolm Brown is what I'm talking about. You know, eating his damn touches. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but damn, man.
Yeah, get well soon, man.
Injury's about to begin.
Yeah.
It's that season, man. We're about 2 weeks away from training camp. 2 weeks to be exact. Yeah.
We're about to see what these teams actually about to start looking like before the season starts.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So we got our first major injury. Unfortunately, man. Yeah, last dude I wanted it to be to, too. Because that was like one of my, you know, little back of the brain picks this year. And I'm just like,
stupid.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Especially with Matthew Stafford out there with him being able to extend the play. Oh, man. Yeah.
And Cam Akers could catch the ball at the backfield. That was going to be a good jump.
That's my point. Him being able to extend the play and those little dump downs, those little shovel passes and stuff that he does. DeAndre Swift.
Right.
Think about how DeAndre Swift was going off last year.
Yeah, now he got to play with Jared Goff. Good luck.
Hey, I want the slander on Jared Goff to chill, because he definitely took his squad to a Super Bowl. So we got to chill.
He's solid.
We got to chill. And you know what's crazy? Somebody else said that. Well, who was it? It was a defensive player from the 49ers. Can't remember his name. He said, I don't understand why y'all disrespect that boy, Jared Goff. He said, I played against that man. I watched that man take his team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's solid.
I ain't never seen Matthew Stafford take Megatron to the Super Bowl.
That's a fact.
You're not finna say every year your defense was trash. Every year.
And that's one of the reasons that I'm hype about the Matt Stafford being with the Rams too, but I think we might need to bring our expectations back a little bit, because we still talking about Matthew Stafford, who of course
he's a top 10 quarterback.
World-class quarterback.
Yeah.
For some strange reason, they can't win when it matters.
And let's give him let's stall him out, because maybe it's not him. We know he's been fourth quarter quarterback. We know he clutch. Whoa, hold on. We know he clutch. It's facts. It's nothing but facts, bro. He's clutch. So maybe it is something else. But until we see it, let's stop all the Matthew Stafford is going to do better than Jared Goff did, because Jared Goff went to a Super Bowl. He had successful seasons. He went to the playoffs year after year. You know what I'm saying? Since he's been drafted. So,
yeah.
Where has Matthew Stafford been? Not in the playoffs. So how can you sit here and say just that switch is just going, you know?
Let me add one thing. Matt Stafford played under that organization with trash coaching for a lot of years as well, and a lot of different coaching a lot of years as well. So I agree with you 100%. Everything you said is 100% facts. But like you was throwing him a little bit of bail, I'm going to shoot him a little bit of bail too. That was a trash – it was a trash situation. I low-key feel bad for Jared Goff that he going from a situation with a young mind like Sean McVay to –
They say the new coach is different energy, though.
We going to see, but every Detroit new coach that they brought in was supposed to be different energy over the however many years we've been watching Matt Stafford do absolutely nothing in Detroit. So –
that's real.
Yeah, we got to see about – like this year will tell us a lot about Matt Stafford individually and Detroit, I believe, because Jared Goff is not trash. Like Rams fans and all that can complain. And this, he's not complete garbage, though. He's not Pat Mahomes. He's not Russell Wilson.
He's just not a mobile quarterback, and that's why he's not popular.
He actually got a little bit of wheels, a real little bit. Like if you
know, he don't. Scramble, no, he don't. Bro, he just surprised the defense sometimes, and he when he take off like
6 yards, he can get you a little six.
Yeah, just like when Tom Brady and Peyton Manning is scrambled. Yeah, he gonna get them 6 to 10 yards because ain't nobody expected him to do it,
bro. Tom Brady, but I never seen nobody look as bad as Peyton Manning scramble. That nigga. Peyton Manning.
But I'm saying, when he do scramble, it'd be wide open, though. And everybody be like, yo,
for a fact. But Jared Goff look like he actually, like, he a little coordinated. He could run. But Peyton Manning
is crazy. That's real, though. That's real, though. Because I remember when they playoff run.
Crazy.
They playoff run to the Super Bowl that year. He was doing it a couple of them games, and they were saying it like, yo, if he does this, like, they're damn near impossible to beat. Because it's like,
man, he got a little, he can get you a couple yards. I'm not saying he's going to get you nothing crazy. He don't need to be scrambling all the time. But if you catch the defense by surprise, like you said, he can get you a couple yards.
That's real. That's real. That's
not
real.
Peyton Manning, dope.
I will just say, I'm not putting that on his athleticism, though. I can't. I'm putting that on. They take him as he would never run, so that's why he could get you them little 6-7 yards, bro. I put him in a Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. I'm sorry, bro. I put him in that tier.
When you said it immediately, like a player Peyton Manning start playing in my head, like him scrambling, looking crazy, like he used to be crazy scrambling.
Bro, how are you in NFL? Like, you know what I'm saying? You had one of the most craziest sports. You got to be the most athletic, the most. You know what I'm saying? Like. Smart, like, how are you like that out of, like, I wouldn't even, I'm about to say out of shape, like, how are you that like just non-athletic, like, I'm
saying,
like, it's crazy, like, bro, you run that slow, bro? There's no way you run that slow.
Nah, they really be running that slow.
Them dudes be like statue. They be,
and they run like so stiff, like they never ran in their life before.
That's, I know. It's like, yo, did you only stand in one spot your whole life?
You know what I'm saying.
I mean, I guess when you get protected, how he got protected? Hey,
and when you wear a red jersey at practice all the time, I mean, I guess. You know,
there's no reason. There's no reason for you.
You just got down a rabbit hole, bro. You had anything else for the NFL? I'm trying.
Nah. I'm about to say, because you know us, we'll go crazy talking about all these crazy scenarios about the NFL.
Then we start talking about the Eagles and Cowboys. Then somehow we'll get back to the Sixers and start talking about Ben Simmons. And we'll be on here for another hour and then the game will start.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get out of here so I can start this episode, try to get it out as fast as possible. But, you know, game 6 coming. I'm taking the Suns, baby. Bro. I'm taking the Suns. Let's go, Suns.
CP3 did not sell the bag.
Come on, man. I ain't from Phoenix, but come on. This first night, I'm feel like I'm from Phoenix, bro. Man. Come on, let's go, man. Let's get this. But, man, we out of here, bro. I ain't got nothing else.
I like y'all.